Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the wrong with Burby is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor news. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they said. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for y'all. Y'all know what the day today is. Hump Day! Mama Mike, Mama Mike, Mama Mike. You know what today is. Hump Day! 5:52, 8 minutes away from 6 o'clock, 51 degrees, mild start to your morning. We're actually going to be dealing with rain later on this morning that will stay with us throughout the day, on and off. Rain slated to start about 9:30, 9:45 this morning, and then, like I said, be on and off throughout the day, all the way until, like, tomorrow afternoon, early Friday. So, it'll taper off. And, yeah, we about to get wet up today. Hit the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what up to Miss Jessica the Garnado.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
How you feeling, though?
I am wonderful.
All right. Also in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what up to comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
Gaffney.
Good morning.
Spartanburg.
Good morning.
Mooresville.
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What up, dog?
How you feeling in the morning?
Feeling good. Feeling great. Feeling great. Feeling good.
All right. Welcome to the Madhouse, son. Weekend is upon us, and, you know, next weekend actually kicks off spring. No, this weekend actually kicks off spring, so... hopefully this weather move out the way, which it's supposed to. And we're supposed to get into the 70s this weekend, like late 70s. So supposed to feel good after the rain come. And then, you know, we should have a great weekend. Y'all got any weekend plans? Y'all ain't doing nothing this weekend?
I do. I have a show this weekend.
Where you at?
And in South Carolina, baby, going to Florence.
Uh-oh.
Why you feeling?
Crazy stuff happening in South Carolina. Be careful.
And don't nothing crazy when that happen when I go down.
Not yet.
Don't you put that on me.
Somebody gonna bring a snake to the club and put
don't
it on
you
the stage.
Wish that on me.
Yeah, I don't have no plan. Well, I got a couple things planned, but not too much. Not too much. Yeah. All right, let's get it started with your inspiration power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Thomas Jefferson observed that a candle loses nothing when it lights another candle. But most people believe that sharing means losing something. That's not true. Every person possesses one of two mindsets, scarcity or abundance. Either you believe there's only so much to go around, so you have to scrap for everything you can and protect whatever you have at all costs. Or you believe that there is always enough to go around. You believe in sharing what you have, knowing that there is more than enough. The Bible expounds on these two mindsets and teaches us that a hoarder holds on to the little they have and receives no more, while a generous and cheerful giver gives and is rewarded with abundance. Which one are you? I challenge you today to have an abundant mindset. Having this attitude can make all the difference in your life. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
51 degrees in the city. Today's high is going to top out right near 59 with rain in the forecast. Later to start between 9:30 and 9:45 and be with us throughout the day. All right, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, what is your favorite Will Smith movie?
Oh, man. Enemy of the State and iRobot. I got two. Enemy of the State, iRobot. I think he brought it in both of those, and it was very different. I could watch iRobot 3 million times and Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
Come on, my girlfriend and Regina King. But, yeah. What's yours?
This last one, King Richard, was really,
really
good. But I'm going with Bad Boys.
Oh,
both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
I'm going with all three of them. I'm going with Bad Boys.
Definitely.
From now on, okay. That's how you shoot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Definitely going with Enemy of the State. That's my favorite Will Smith movie. Every time that movie, yeah,
I know,
man.
We agree on something.
Gene Hackman. Yeah. Gene Hackman, he played his part in that movie.
He always do, though.
Yeah, he's a great actor. But Will Smith, that movie was dope. It was real dope. That and Bad Boys 2. He was funny as hell in Bad Boys 2.
He was funny as hell in Bad Boys 2 when the boy came to the door. Oh, my gosh.
And when they was at the Hayes' house shooting, too.
You know why he can't say that? He's dead, Mike. He's dead.
Yeah, that was, I like I Am Legend. I like that one.
Yeah, that's the one I was like, okay. Well,
that's
right,
my top three in that one.
I also like Hitch, too.
Hitch was fine. I love Hitch, too. Hilarious. It came on over the weekend, too, by the way. But Hitch definitely is funny.
Ali, too.
That's probably my top three. Enemy of the State, iRobot, and probably Ali.
Damn, I
my top three.
So good.
Ali was
very good.
I didn't
want to say both of your movies.
iRobot was really good.
iRobot was good.
Yeah.
And The Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness was dope. Will, just dope.
I got tired of seeing Will Smith cry after a while.
Hey, man, he was going through it. He was going through it.
He's a great actor, but he cries in a lot of his movies.
He was going through it. In Pursuit of Happiness. All right, how do we get in on this, Miss Jessica?
Hit up our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can leave your response on our voicemail, 704-227-87.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
I don't know about y'all, but this daylight savings time is kicking my butt, but there is some good news. The U.S. Senate has approved a bill that will make daylight savings time permanent. The bill, titled the Sunshine Protection Act, would mean an extra hour of daylight in the evening year round. It would go into effect November 20th of 2023. The bill was sponsored by a senator who says extending daylight savings time would carry benefits ranging from better health to reduce crime to fewer car accidents.
Reduce crime? Man.
Okay. It still needs approval from the House and President Biden before becoming a law. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Man. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
You know what I'm interested in seeing? I need to see the whole bill because, you know, they slide other stuff inside of these bills that, you know, you don't know it being there because that's not what's the face of the bill. The face of the bill is the daytime savings. But what's in there? I need to see anything that's in there because they'll slide some other stuff in there, too. So you just got to be careful. But, I mean, do y'all care about it like that? I know Burpee don't.
Yeah.
You do? Yeah, all right.
I do understand the effects of daylight savings time. Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, it, like the man says, it carries benefits.
Okay.
For having more sunshine out there, so.
I just like it because it stays lighter after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, there are benefits to it.
I think it's a dumb bill, but I like
it. Yeah, I really think it's a dumb bill, too. Whatever.
Why y'all think it's a dumb bill?
You could, as a politician or a lawmaker, you could definitely spend your time making something more efficient.
Yeah, then
for people.
Where's my reparations at?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, can I get my 40 acres and a mule? You can just keep the mule. Just give me my 40 acres.
That's exactly what I want.
You know what I mean? But okay, what else? Yo, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 51 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 59. Watch out for the rain sliding in the area about between 9:30 and 9:45. Is going to be with us throughout the day all the way until tomorrow afternoon. High today, like I said, is going to be right near 59. On the way to the Madhouse, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback going to drop right around 6:33. And of course, coming up at 6:40, we got a Working Woman Wednesday. Jessica, what are we doing for the latest?
Ladies, I saw this thread on social media. I want to know, what's the craziest lie a man has ever told you? I'm going to read some of the ones that I saw, and they were crazy. So we want to know, what's the craziest lie a fella ever told you?
It's coming up. It's the plug. It's Pod 98. Hop on the lines later.
Wake up in the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up
on Power 98.
To my working ladies.
To my working ladies.
It's B-time, baby.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
When I'm on the grind working all week, see you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Work, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Work, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
Working Woman Wednesday. What we doing for the ladies today, Miss Jessica?
So as I was scrolling on social media, I came across this thread and it was hilarious. It was crazy. Someone started it off on Twitter. It says, ladies, what is the worst lie you've heard come out of a man's mouth? Apparently, men are very creative with their lies. Here are some of the responses. One lady wrote in and said, I found a bra in his suitcase and he said it was from when he was fat years back. He said he had saggy boobs and kept it to remind him how far he has come on his weight loss journey.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
good. Another person wrote, I found a condom wrapper near his bed, which we didn't use. He said it was from a ghost.
Now, wait a minute.
And genuinely got upset. When I didn't believe him.
Wait a damn minute.
She about to ghost him.
Yeah. He about to be ghost.
This guy told another woman he booked a hotel room because he needed Wi-Fi.
You just been about all said I just needed a minute to get away.
Friend had a fling. Fling said his friend to call and say that he had cancer, stage one on Monday. Thursday, he had stage four. Sunday, it was the funeral. All in a week, this dude faked his death. Years later, saw him in traffic. He just didn't know how to break things off.
Wow. So he had to.
What are we doing?
What's the craziest lie guy ever told you, Jess?
I haven't had anything near this.
But
I
mean, you guys done lied to you, though.
I did have a guy tell me that my ex told me when a female answered his phone, it was his cousin. It was his cousin. It actually was.
I mean, you know, that's quite possible. My sister used to play all day, like, she answered my phone.
Yeah, it actually was another female that he had a baby with, so.
Okay. 1-800-525-0098. Ladies, what's the craziest lie a guy ever told you? Tap in.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working Walmart Wednesday. Working Walmart Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working Walmart Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Working Walmart Wednesday. Yeah.
I see y'all out there.
You know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Miss Jessica, what we talking to these ladies about today?
Today we are talking about lies. We want to know what is the craziest lie a man has ever told you. This is coming from a thread that I found on social media where a man actually asked this. And the responses have been crazy. I read a couple of them earlier. Here's another one. A woman wrote, he disappeared for 3 days and said he was sleeping.
He was sleeping 3 days?
My friend said she found a pregnancy test, but it was negative. Then her boyfriend said it was his and he wanted to see if it worked on men too. Why? Bruby, I didn't say this is the man who said this.
I'm not. This was towards you.
Where do they come up with this stuff? Like, if you go. Good morning.
Good morning. So, he told me that his niece was his daughter. He put a miscarriage on his sister and everything.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah.
Not the miscarriage.
That's crazy. Yes, the miscarriage and all.
So, okay. Thank you, baby. How you going to put a whole miscarriage on somebody?
On somebody else.
That's crazy.
Boy.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
People will keep them lies going on.
I see why. Never mind. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to just shut up.
Say what you got to say, lady.
Because I ain't going to be here tomorrow. Or the next day or the next day.
Oh.
They're going to be one of them type of things. I'm going to just leave it alone. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Go ahead, ladies. Tell us the worst lie man ever told. Y'all told some terrible lies. That's what Young Blue said, man. Tell me some beautiful lies. Somebody on the phone said somebody told him some beautiful lies. Good morning.
Okay. So I used to date this guy who was an ex-NBA player, and they can kind of get away with a little more lies than normal guys, but not
absolutely
in the way that you think. He used to tell people every time we went out, he was related to Michelle Obama. He's cousins with Carl Lewis, the boxer. Muhammad Ali and his grandpa were best friends. Just the craziest things you could ever think of. And people believed him because of who he was. But I never fell for it.
Carl Lewis?
Yeah. Just old. Me and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Michelle, my skin used to crawl. I'm like, you don't even know those people.
Wow.
It was insane.
But yep. you was dating them, though, right?
I was for 5 years. So who's really crazy?
You.
Right.
y'all know what time it is, boy. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Wow. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here, Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
But you just rub it on. And I can take this head and all. I've been on, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing you. Wish you was different than what it was. Oh, no. I've been on, baby. Smoke in your mind, but smoke.
I knew it.
Hello, you got somebody you need to let
shine. Ma'am.
I do.
Go
That's
ahead.
Not funny.
Go ahead and let somebody shine this morning.
That's not funny. I want to let my baby daddy shine. You see what that did to me this morning, babe? Get
you can't sing that song and then shout out to baby daddy.
I want to know her name. I want to know who it is. 598, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, queen.
Good morning, Miss April. Who are you trying to let shine today?
Ooh. I'm letting my son, Corinthian, shine. Happy birthday to you. Like BM Turner.
Not Turner.
Power 98, who you letting shine this good morning?
I'm letting my son, Keith, that shine. He is on his way to Meeting Street Academy, and I know he is listening, so let me go ahead and drop this little message. Don't you go to sleep at school today. Stay up.
Stay up. Stay up, boy.
I love you.
gotta let my last born son shine today. Today is his big birthday. Trey Day, you already know what it is. Shout out to my son, Trailer Man, celebrating his birthday today. The big Deuce Deuce. Happy birthday, boy!
Happy birthday,
Trey! Alright, coming up, Miss Jessica's gonna give it to y'all. Y'all know what it is, the Nose and Neighbor News. That's dropping at 724. She got it for y'all. She got tickets for y'all to check out Queen Naja.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Big station. Big energy. Where the plugs plug.
It's the Nose and Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. The autopsy for Young Dolph was revealed yesterday. Got details about that. Mike Tyson is working on something new. This is pretty creative. And let's see. This person is joining the Spider-Verse. Who is it?
Ooh. The Spider-Verse? Nick Cannon.
Okay.
Joining the Spider-Verse?
He been doing everything else. He might as well be a superhero. A super goofball.
Alright, well, find out who it is coming up next to your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
what the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, March 16th, being brought to you by the Monster Energy Outbreak Tour. It presents Lotto 777 Tour. It's coming to the Underground Charlotte on April 22nd. You can register to win some tickets at power98fm.com. 4 months after his death, the autopsy results for Young Dolph have been revealed. According to the autopsy, Young Dolph was shot 22 times. Gunshots were found in various places on his body, including his neck, abdomen, chest, chin, neck, wrist, and shoulders. Doja Cat had a heck of a year last year. According to a list compiled by a former Forbes journalist, she raked in $25 million last year alone. Her riches can be attributed to partnerships between her and Pepsi, Candy Crush, and more. Word is Issa Rae is joining the Spider-Verse. The actress is excited about joining the sequel to the animated film, but when it comes to talking about the film, she is not saying much. They caught her at the Critic Awards and she says, "I'm not allowed to say anything, but I love Spider-Man." Word is she will be the voice of Jessica Drew, aka Spider-Woman. Everyone knows Mike Tyson enjoys his cannabis, and now his company is launching something new. Ear-shaped edibles called Mike Bites. The gummies are a nod to his infamous incident where he bit Evander Holyfield's ear off during a heavyweight match back in 1997. The gummies are going to be sold at dispensaries in Massachusetts, California, and Nevada. Now, if you were wondering, Holyfield does know about the edibles. Tyson pitched the idea to him on his podcast back in 2019. Happy birthday to Jhené Aiko, Flava Flav, and Damani Harris. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Yup, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Sometimes you just sit back and think, boy, it's a new day and It just can't get no worse than yesterday. And then you watch the news and you go down the internet and you're like, well, damn. I guess I told myself a lie because it got worse. The attack on women has gotten completely out of control in this country. Let's start in Philadelphia. Over in Philadelphia, a man got on the city bus in Philadelphia. He asked a woman to give up her seat for him. When she refused, he punched the woman in the face 4 or 5 times. I can't make this stuff up, Bourbon. 4 or 5 times. And come to find out, the woman was 2 months pregnant. A crowded city bus. Y'all allowed this man to walk off the bus after punching this lady in the face?
Right.
He was later found and arrested. But come on, big dog. You get on the bus, ask a woman, a pregnant woman, to give up her seat so you can sit down. And you get mad when she refused, and then you punch her in the face. All right. If that's not bad enough for you, how about this? Let's go to New York City. Let's go, son. Let me give him a temp, son. You know what I mean? New York City. A man has been charged with punching an Asian woman in the face over 100 times. 100.
What?
Because she was Asian. He just punched her because she was Asian. Went off on a tangent and just punched this woman over 100 times because she was Asian. Come on.
What kind of people are
here? That's what I be wondering. Like y'all just let this go down? Where my man Antonio when I need him? It's not going to fly in my city. What is going on? Like, and then the thing about it is that most of these incidents occur in crowded public places. So it's like, what are y'all doing? Y'all just let this happen? I guess you don't know what you would do in that situation unless you was in that situation. All you could do is speculate, but damn. Come on, man. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. This is just appalling.
No limit, Larry!
Oh yeah, this is my favorite day of the week about this time. Boy, my boy, Pastor Real is about to hit the building. Drop the intro.
Come on, stand to your feet as we present to you Pastor Real. Come on, give him a hand.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
What did I hear? A powerful message. Music to my ears. Life through words from the scripture, cause there's nobody does it better than Pastor Reed.
Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keep saying
100. Now, Larry, Jessica, there are times when you're feeling low. You're feeling down. You feel bad. But you know what you got to do when you feel that way?
What you got to do?
Get up! In the words of the famous prophetic pastoral godfather of soul, get up! Ha! You got to pick yourself up. You cannot wait. You cannot wait nor wonder when things are going to happen for you, Larry. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I cannot.
I cannot
wait
Wait.
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 I'm still wearing a mask in this church.
Wait. How you saying, Larry?
Wait.
I don't know how your lung capacity is, but we're going to work on it. You cannot wait. You got to pick yourself up. And you know, in order to pick yourself up, sometimes you got to get knocked down to get up. They keep bumping me against the wall.
That sounds like a mystical lyric.
Y'all know I let you slide before. But until you see me, Larry.
Trust.
Come on. Ooh. You ain't seen what, Jessica?
Bouncing back.
You got to bounce back sometimes.
How do you bounce back, Larry?
Against the wall.
I know I let you slide before. Because sometimes you got to get knocked down to get back up. Throw in a James Brown right there. Ha! Stop fighting. Stop wondering. Stop whining. I'm sick of them, Larry.
You sick of them?
They got to stop whining. Don't be a whiner.
Or a wiener. A wiener whiner.
Because sometimes you got to get knocked down to get up.
And those are the perfect thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right. YouTube star and boxer Jake Paul has offered Kanye West and Pete Davidson $60 million to get into the ring together. The proposed match would go for 6 rounds and be presented by Jake's promotions company. Jake went on Twitter and offered and guaranteed each of them $30 million each. He went on to say, "Let's settle this beef like men before children get any more impacted." Jake, cut it out. You don't care about the kids. You just want that money. And also Kanye West is currently on social media going crazy. Like, he just posted all kinds of crazy stuff. He's taking shots at Pete Davidson right now. He said that he's afraid that Kim is hanging out with him and Kim will start using drugs because she's hanging out with Pete. He's also taking some shots at Trevor Noah a coon. So yeah, This is all going on right now, currently.
Thank you, Kanye.
Yeah,
I would love to see you in the boxing ring, though.
That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. 8:30 in the city on a Wednesday. Wednesday at 8:30. Y'all know what we doing. We arguing about something in the Madhouse. High today, it's going to be right near 59. Rain slated to start next hour, probably about 9:30, 9:45. And be with us throughout the day and heat us up to about 59 and we're going to stay there. All right. Today's argument is being brought to you by Country Wayne. You know, he's coming to town May the 15th. The Straight Out the Mud Tour. He's going to be at Uffs Auditorium. You can get registered to win some tickets right now. Power98FM.com. Yeah! Alright, Bert. This is actually something me and Burby was talking about the other day. Is Burby was trying to take his first trip to Steak 48. And, you know, Steak 48, for the most part, and most of the steakhouses here in the city, they have a dress code. You know, and a lot of restaurants have a dress code. And Burby, you say what?
I think it's dumb.
You say you think it's dumb. And why you say you think it's dumb?
What's the point of dressing up to go eat? I don't get it.
You don't get it.
Dress codes in certain places, like, okay, some clubs may have a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a formal party.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a, you know, so, an award show or something. You know, mm-hmm. something of that nature in that type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
But at a restaurant, why?
Well, for the simple fact of, number one, I own it, not me per se, but the owners,
right.
That is what they require. So, you know, that's one thing. The second thing is they might want their restaurant to have a certain type of look and a certain type of feel. They might not want you in there in your jersey and your jeans or in your jersey and your cutoff shorts.
First of all, I'm grown. I ain't wearing that.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling. I'm just with somebody might. So, to curb that, they put a minor dress code in place. You have to wear a collared shirt. You have to wear a button-down shirt. You have to, you know, your clothes have to be neat. I agree with that. You know what I mean? Because it's just a certain look, a certain feel. That's what they want. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to come here.
I guess. I just don't understand. Because, I mean, that's not the only restaurant.
No, it's not. No, I'm not. Has, that's what I'm talking about, all restaurants.
Right, right. Who with a dress code. But yeah. I don't understand. Like they
might say business attire. We might want to look like we want to look and feel a certain type of way. We don't want nobody in here with certain type of stuff on.
But again, that's baloney, because I guarantee you, if one of the Hornets players said they wanted to pull up at State 48, they're not gonna come in there with a collar shirt on.
And most of them do.
They gonna. I've seen some of the restaurants with quote unquote dress codes,
mm-hmm.
where the celebrities, I'm not saying the Hornets, I'm just using them as an example, where celebrities come in and they come in dressed how they want.
And
because they're a celebrity and they have the money, they can, they come in there and they're treated differently. Granted, they're a celebrity, they're going to be treated differently.
Not all places, because I've been to restaurants and I've seen, they say, hey, nah, you can't come in here like that. Or a club say, listen, I don't care who you are. This is our code. Mm-hmm. Here it is, and it is standard for everybody. I've seen it out of town. I've seen it here in the city, and it's not just for black folk or white folk. It was all across
the board. Right. Now, I'm not saying anything about anybody being racist.
Different sometimes, but not in this particular case that I'm talking about. It was all across the board.
I'm in general, just for me, the way that I feel about it. Restaurant, I don't feel like a restaurant should have a dress code, because if you're eating, you never know. Some people feel some kind of way about, they might spill something on their food, on their clothes, or they might not be comfortable enough because they come in there too dressed. Come in there with a suit or that.
Well, you know, and in some households, even back in the day, you had to dress up to come to dinner. Like if you watch the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, they got not particularly dress up, but they had to dress to come to dinner. And that was a standard.
That's a fake show.
It happens in real life, though. But it happens in real life. I know people that do that.
You're absolutely right. There's some people do that. I just don't understand why. Understand why that has to be in place.
Jessica, what you got on?
I'm sort of torn on this one.
You're in the middle.
Yeah, I'm in the middle on this one.
Just restaurants.
I'm torn on this because it has a tinge of elitism. Like, you know, you have to have a certain, because clothes and all those types of things, they cost money, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't participate. Mm-hmm. I can't eat this nice food if I can't afford to wear the clothes to the restaurant.
Right. Well, you can't afford a restaurant then.
Well, that's not always the case. If I have to make a choice, right, I might have the money for the food able to eat the food, but I can't afford the clothes to wear to the restaurant, right?
Right.
But then the other side of it is people have their policies. And like Larry said, if you don't want to abide by the policy, then you just don't have to go to it. So like I said, I'm sort of stuck in the middle with it. You know, I hate to take opportunities away from people just because they don't have the means to be able to do it. Like, I don't like that part of it. But also, you have a choice if you want to or if you don't. So I'm sort of stuck in the middle.
570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Dress code.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, at a restaurant, it's the plug, it's Pride 98. Hello, Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's the Wednesday argument inside the Madhouse, talking about dress codes at restaurants. And of course, you know, I said, you know, hey, if they got one and I choose to go, then I choose to abide by the rules they have if I'm choosing to go there. So if they got a dress code in place and I chose to go to this restaurant to spend my money, then I'm going to abide by the dress code. Burp, you said?
I said, I don't understand why there's a dress code at a restaurant. I'm coming here to eat. I'm not coming here to look good. I want food.
You can look good and eat at the same time.
That's stupid.
I want you to look good and eat at the same time.
I want to be comfortable when I eat.
You can still, so when you look good, you're not comfortable.
When you at home and you get food, don't you unbutton your pants?
No. I don't get that food. I got to unbutton my pants.
What are you eating there?
Food. To me. And just I don't, you saying,
well, I'm the type of person that I hate. I do not enjoy getting dressed up. I don't enjoy getting dressed up. I am a sweats, jeans.
Especially to go eat.
That type of person. I don't enjoy getting dressed up.
I see you get dressed up to go out and eat all the time with your girls. I mean, not semi-dry. I ain't talking about like dresses and stuff, but I've seen you do that too. So, I mean.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it or whatever, but I do enjoy eating. Love eating, you know. So I'm sort of stuck in the middle on this one. You know, I'm also the type of person that's like, listen, I understand that businesses have policies, and my thing is, if I don't agree with the policy, then I just don't support the business. So I'm in the middle with it.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Double L Bay?
How y'all doing this morning? Hey, Double L. Now, I would agree with the policy if it was held up for everybody. Trying to be racist, but I done been to State 48 on several occasions, and I have seen Caucasians with sneakers on and fitted caps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
So if you're going to hold it, everybody needs to be held to the same standard. Now, I believe they did it because they really don't want a lot of us in there.
Is that why? That's how you feel about it?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Okay. Thank you, Double L.
All right.
Pot 98, good morning.
All right.
Pot 98, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have a comment to the question that you guys asked.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like my grandmother used to say, there's a time and place for everything. Would you go to a job interview at Wells Fargo in flip-flops and shorts? No, because that's not the time or place. And some restaurants have dress codes, and we should abide by those dress codes.
Thank you for your comment, brother.
Why?
Power 98, good morning.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, bro? Go ahead, what's coming?
Man, the dress code, I'm kind of like Jessica. I'm pulling in between, man. Like, I get it. You want people to look presentable, but sometimes, you know, presentable for you is presentable for somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But don't come in the restaurant looking like a bum. I mean, yeah, casual, but like me, I went to Morton a couple of weeks ago and I wore my Crocs up in there. So, I mean, it just depends on, you know, how they feel about it.
Yep. Thank you, bro. Pot 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your comment, lady.
Oh, okay. I want to say I kind of agree with Jessica a little bit on this, but they got $5 shirts at the Goodwill or wherever people need to go. I really feel like people just want to have a certain standard. If you can't afford to go, don't go. But if you are going to go, then go ahead on and dress the part, act the part, do what you need to do. And if you ain't got money like that, you need to be planning ahead anyway.
Whoa. I can go to State 48. Let's not get the game twisted,
bro,
now.
Ain't nobody talking about you.
No, I don't like the way she's talking just now, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your comment, bro.
Ain't nothing they cooking up in there make me got to dress up like that. Make it like they, the leaders, like she said, ain't nothing they cooking that make me want to dress up and get they $5 steaks or whatever.
Right.
There you go.
570-WPEG 1-800-525-0098. Hey, Burp, we know you got some money.
I can go to State 48, Larry.
With your camera, with the one dough handle. We know you got money.
Yes, I can.
Don't lay it when you go.
I got money.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 550 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Wednesday argument today. We're talking about dressing up to go eat a steak or dressing up to go to a restaurant. Restaurants with dress codes. I said I'm cool with it. If I don't want to buy by the dress code, then I'm not going to spend my money there. I'm not going to even put myself in that position. But if I'm going, I'm cool with it. What about you, Burt?
Nope. I don't like it.
Jessica?
I'm on the fence with it.
I think you're more, you don't like it. She's on my
side. I am a little bit more on the I don't like it. I get it. I understand it.
Mm.
I would probably choose not to go if I didn't want to. You know, I don't like to get dressed up. And so I'm on the fence about it.
Good morning.
Listen to me, man. The whole dress code thing is a play on them trying to keep black Americans, right? African Americans, let me say, out of their establishment after they knowing we have the money to pay for it. We don't got to dress like they want us to dress to spend no money. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it hot. That's just the truth. I mean, young guys got money. They dress how they want. Young females and business owners, you don't have to make them dress the way you want to spend their money.
Mm. All right, thank you.
That's, appreciate it.
Pot 98, good morning.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm going to spend that much money in a restaurant, I like to have that energy. I like to have that feel. You know, feel like I'm somewhere different. Mm-hmm. You know, if I want to go to Cookout or McDonald's, then I'm going to dress like that. But, you know, well, I feel like if I'm going to spend that amount of money, I expect, you know, the whole ambiance, the look to be the same.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Gotcha. Are you when you go out to restaurants, how often do you find yourself looking at what other people have on?
It depends on where I'm sitting. You know, if I'm like on the side and I see people coming in, just a natural thing to look, but not really too much unless it's a question about my dress, mm-hmm. you know, and then I might look at someone else and say, okay, well, they got the same thing I got on. But nine times out of ten, if I'm going to a State 48 or any steakhouse, you know, with a name, I know to dress appropriate, you know,
yeah.
to the occasion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, bro.
I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate everybody calling with their comments. Man, we thank y'all. If you did get to comment, then you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. If you don't like it, just don't go. That's what I say. If you don't like it, then just don't go. It is.
I'll just take that stupid-ass policy down.
They're not going to do that. It ain't your restaurant, sir. Go cook your own damn steak. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart.
What's happening? What's happening? It's Logue. Y'all all right?
Logue?
Yep.
All right, Logue. Here we go, big dog. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you did not, we're taking that hood black card, all right?
All right, I feel bro.
You got three categories today. Jessica's got category number one.
Name that actor or actress.
Bourbon's got category
That's
number
funny.
Two.
Jessica, mine is name that R&B group.
Okay.
And mine is name that artist that is locked up.
Lying ass.
Okay. Let's go with Miss Justin first.
All right. Name that actor or actress. This actress played Diana Diamond Armstrong on Players Club.
Players Club. Hang on. Diana. That's I see your face. Hold up, don't do it to me.
Hey, you already missed that one. All right, you want to stay in the same category. Would you like another one?
Now listen to the R&B group. I know it was Lisa Ray, by the way. It took me a minute.
Well, it was too late.
I know it.
Name this R&B group. Daron, Q, Mike, and Slim.
Is Daron, Q, Mike, Slim. Is that, boy, is that 112?
You got it. You last to find a category. What category do you want?
Let's go back to Jessica. I'm trying to get that redemption.
All right. This person played Quincy McCall in the movie Love and Basketball. Who is it?
Love and Basketball. We had. Quincy was the main cat? And
you ain't seen any black movies.
I'm
guessing
the main cat. Omar Epps.
You are correct.
What?
I gotta have faith in the man.
These are things you should know off the rip. You got to know this off the rip.
Off the cuff.
Sir, you going to the Monarch room. You got VIP tickets. Money, you're going to be there. You're going to be in the building. Tell everybody what stage hooked you up.
There it is. Power 98. Y'all know it.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. 9:30 in the city, it's time to find out what's trending, baby.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Trending Topics is being brought to you by 4800. Jacquees is coming to 4800. He'll be live in the building on Friday, March 18th. Go to power98fm.com for your chance to win a VIP experience for four right now.
All right, Jessica, what you got trending?
All right. We all know that the cost of driving your car around is skyrocketing. But expect to see another major price hike when it comes to airline tickets. Mm. Major U.S. airlines are jacking up ticket prices by as much as 10%. The cost of airline fuel is expected to rise between 17% and 33% before the quarter is over. So, yeah, if you plan on hopping on a plane, expect for those prices to be up.
Mm. Barbara, what you got turned in this morning?
All right, Kanye, again, he's taking shots at everybody. He leaked, he didn't leak the text messages between him and Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson's people did, but he's fired back at Pete for those leaked messages saying that Pete will get Kim addicted to drugs. And he also has been going back and forth with D.L. Hughley online.
It's not good.
That's not what you want. But Steve Harvey jumped into it. Steve Harvey jumped in and told Kanye, he said, this ain't what you want. We come from an ass-whooping era. And he left it at that. Mm. He said nothing more, said nothing less. Now, I don't believe Steve Harvey gonna get no fight, but that's a different breed of comedy. That's when they go for the neck.
Oh,
that
yeah.
type of comedy.
They make you want to fight. That's what he means. You gonna want to fight when you get these jokes.
Yeah, Kanye, just let it go, man. Just let it go.
He not. He fighting he right now. He is fighting D.L. right now.
In his mind.
What I got triggered this morning is we know what's going on at the gas pump. Well, they saying that the stealing of gas is at all-time high. People are pumping gas and pulling off. They pumping and pulling off. Pump, pump, pull off. Also, people are siphoning gas out of your car. That's also at an all-time high. You come home with a full tank, and you go to sleep and wake up, your tank on half. You're like, what happened? Yep. People are stealing gas out your car.
I saw a video of a car that pulled up to a gas station, right? And you just thought it was parked. But it actually pulled up over top where they get the gas, like where they put the gas, and they had a hole cut out in the bottom of the car. So they were getting gas out from the thing down at the bottom of the car. That's what the news was reporting.
Oh, wow. Oh, they slick.
Yeah, like they were going very...
Oh, they slick. Now, that's slick, though.
And you never know it. You never know because the car just pulls up and just looks like it's parked.
I like that.
What kind of contraption they got inside the car that sucked the gas?
A hole. Oh, well, yeah, I don't know.
They probably got some type of hole. That's the engine. That's MacGyver Jr. that created that. Somebody.
Something.
Hey, man, that's what's true.
MacGyver Jr.
Got to be. You don't pull up like you're a gas truck and you put gas in the bottom of the car.
Amazon said everything.
That's what I pulled up in a Civic.
Amazon said it was a minivan. Oh, it was a minivan.
Oh, hell no.
Wake up in the morning feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up
on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.